Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein online. It's hump day, Wednesday, February 20th, 2008. The only February 20th, 2008 in the history of humanity. And it is the only third night of the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. Welcome in on this very chilly night. I'm coming to you live from northern Wisconsin, where it is about 35 below with the wind chill. It is colder than a witch's elbow, ladies and gentlemen. But we're glad to have you with us wherever you are logging in from, whether you are live or on the archive. And we hope to be spending the next 90 minutes warming the cockles of your heart with the revelation and the understanding of the Gospel Revolution. And it is a revolution. And speaking of the Gospel Revolution, let us welcome in from undoubtedly a much warmer clime from Houston, Texas, the president of the Gospel Revolution, Mr. Michael Williams. Michael!
Good evening. So Glenn is in 35 below. Maybe we should start a prayer chain.
When I moved to the sunny climate of Florida and would see the winter weather happening throughout the nation or throughout the world, it's kind of like it was a fairy tale, like it never happened, even though I used to live in it all the time.
Yep.
But now, being back in it from time to time, as my life coaching has taken me back to the this part of the Northern Hemisphere, it reminds me that global warming isn't happening everywhere all the time. In fact, I've reminded the people of the company that I speak at and help life coach now on a full-time basis up here in northern Wisconsin, that somebody forgot to remind somebody that global warming actually is happening.
Definitely. I know that, boy, the adjustment. Talk about reality check. I know what you mean. You get down in this, in these beautiful southern climates, and you see those numbers, and it's only, I don't know, it's almost like your mind doesn't even want to remember what it's like to be in that cold weather. But you get back and you adjust, eh?
Exactly right. I've got my long johns going on, and you know, you start your car a half an hour before you need to actually get in.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. But we've got all systems go tonight, gentlemen and ladies, wherever you happen to be logging in from. We've got Patrick L. Jones in studio in Tampa. We've got Michael Williams in Houston, Texas. Glenn Klein online in northern Wisconsin. And where are you listening from? We want to hear from you tonight. This is the third and final night of the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. And our goal over these 21 days, we are now in our 14th day with 7 days remaining and the third webcast as we attempt to raise the operating budget of the Gospel Revolution just for the next 3 months. Our goal is $12,500. For the first couple of weeks, we've raised just around $4,000. Which obviously doesn't average out quite to where we want to be, but that can happen and be made up very quickly, as we've seen on past efforts, and we're asking you to participate tonight. First, by emailing us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. That's the email address. All you do is you simply go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, and you click on donations, and you decide what you want to do. And as we've talked for many years now, but certainly since this webcast started and the whole pledge drive concept has come to fruition, we're just asking you to follow what's in your heart. And whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. Small gifts, large gifts, they all count, everything in between. All you got to do is go to gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, go through the process, do your best, and then notify us one way or the other. You can notify us at that webcast at gospelrevolution.com web.com email address, or you can call us if you're listening live tonight and it's a little after 9 o'clock Eastern time. We would love to hear from you on the Gospel Revolution toll-free hotline at 1-800-436-3260. Write that down. We want to hear your story. We want to hear your contribution. 1-800-436-3260. Or just email us, especially if you're listening on the archive. Just know all week long, whatever you donate will be counted towards the goal of that 12.5, and that just is literally just meeting our expenses. And just email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. And don't forget that for gifts of $100 or more, either in total or in monthly giving, one-time gifts, or if your monthly giving totals $100 or more, you will receive free and postage paid the brand-new teaching CD, Soul Possession, by Mike Williams. And that is worth the price right there, believe me. And, Michael, I love the fact a lady earlier on in the webcast, or in the pledge drive, excuse me, asked, is this a teaching from Michael Williams? And even though there is one actual teaching now from moi available at the resources button on the gospelrevolution.com webpage, every teaching is from Michael Williams. And the latest teaching from Michael is available for a $100 gift or more. It's Soul Possession. And not only was it a good thought and a good title, but it's got some very, very good insight about who is supposed to possess whose soul and why.
Yes. Yes, it is good insight. It's always very comfortable for me to say that because it's always impresses me when I get these insights into certain things. And it has been, of course, the insight that I got from that could not have come until we had come this far along this journey in understanding freedom and exactly what the we've studied the mechanics of the soul and the heart and the mind in relationship to spiritual things. And when it comes to the soul, I mean, everybody's all the time either trying to get their soul back from the devil and trying to give their soul to God. And the fact is, through the power of the cross, you have been set free, according to Jesus, so you can possess your own soul. And what an empowering message this is. And I think I'm going to go back and listen to it again myself, actually.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Really?
I am. And I don't do
in
that.
In the thousands of hours of teachings that you have done in your lifetime that have been recorded, whether you be in a church or on a television set or in somebody's living room, like you were at mine when you did the Redemption of the World series, how many times have you gone back and listened to your own teaching?
Oh, my. Well, if you're saying thousands of times, I would guess probably a maximum of maybe 15 times, maybe.
Now, which is absolutely unbelievable to me, who has had a few hours of himself recorded, mostly in my radio and speaking career, and I always go back and rehash and how could I have improved. Now, just the fact that you have admitted to the beautiful humans that you very, very rarely go back and listen to what you have previously taught, even though you've rehearsed it with people, you've talked about it, but actually gone back and listened to the original recording. Out of all those times, and you've only done it 15 times, what in Soul Possession draws you to want to listen to it again?
Well, there's so much more there, I think, is what it is with this one. I remember when I did the first session on it, and believe me, there will be a series that will develop out of this, no doubt, because it is a new thought, if you will. Or clarity to thought. I think that it's very rarely that, you know, that we do something brand new, but the clarity, I think, is the clarity of the thought of it's given to us to take over our own soul.
Michael, you're still there?
I'm here.
Good.
What happened?
It sounds like, because we could hear Patrick in the background, that our special guest is online. Is that accurate, Patrick?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as the winter pledge drive of the Gospel Revolution rolls on, we want to welcome our special guest for tonight's third effort of the winter pledge drive, coming to you also live and direct, I believe, from beautiful southern Florida, the Reverend Roberts Lairdon. Roberts!
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm out here in Miami. I've got meetings I'm doing, but took a moment to call in and say hi to Mike and everybody.
Yes. But Robert,
well,
are you on a cell phone?
To hear from you.
What's that again?
Do you sound better now? Patrick, does he sound better?
It's a little off, but I'm trying to adjust for it.
Okay. Are you on a cell phone, Roberts?
I'm on a cell phone. Is that not good?
Yeah, do you have a landline handy?
I have to find one. So, may I find one?
Yeah, it's first of all, let me say, because you can hear me okay, right?
I can hear you perfectly, yes.
Okay, you're coming in pretty fuzzy, but let me just tell you, and I do want you to go try to find a landline. It is great to hear your voice.
Well, good.
Because I haven't heard it for a while, but go try to find a landline and call us right back, all right?
I'll call you right back. Okay, give me a minute.
All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Roberts Lairdon, for those of you who have traversed the charismatic world for a number of years, is our special guest. And frankly, Michael, I have not heard Roberts' voice in a long time, and I used to listen to a lot of his teachings. While he's looking for a landline that hopefully we'll get a better connection on, why don't you inform the folks how you came across Roberts and the relationship that you guys developed and how the gospel has entered into all of that?
Well, of course, Roberts and I had shared the platform at times out and about in the charismatic circles with Norval Hayes, and I remember one in particular, a meeting in Minnesota that a lot of people around the country remember. It was quite an impacting meeting for sure. And so he and I became acquainted at that time, and then later on, as our paths crossed again, and we started sharing. Roberts was wanting to know more of what I was teaching on, and so it's been a good journey. Roberts actually was a very big help to me at that time in my life a couple of years ago, and really offered some assistance to helping me to get by in life during some pretty difficult times. So we reconnected, and our friendship really grew, and our communication really about the gospel really took off. And Roberts now has expressed, how excited he is now about hearing this message of grace and peace. And I'll let him tell you the story about him listening to Joseph, or reading Joseph Prince's book, and his reaction to that, I think, is pretty interesting, actually.
Well, we're still waiting to hear back from Roberts. Patch, do you have him back? Apparently not. But this gives us actually a very good opportunity, because, Michael, you referenced some of the difficult times that Roberts was able to help you a couple of years ago. And if you folks have been following this webcast for any length of time,
all right, Glenn,
or even
I've got,
if you just
back on the
last
line here.
Week, you got Roberts back?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna bring him back on the line right now.
All right, that's Patrick Jones, waiting to hear from you tonight. But this also gives us an opportunity to remind everybody what the overarching purpose beyond just the sharing of the gospel of grace and peace is tonight, and that is to raise the funds for the next 3 weeks for the Gospel Revolution. And you can do that by emailing us what your commitment is at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. That email address again, webcast@gospelrevolution.com. For gifts of $100 or more, you will receive Michael's brand new teaching CD entitled Soul Possession. And just go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, click on donations, and let us know what you desire to do regarding whether you are currently a monthly giver or and would like to increase your monthly gift, or maybe you would like to make a one-time gift, or perhaps you've never donated to this effort before. Please go to the GospelRevolution.com webpage, click on donations, make your best effort, and then email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com and let us know what you do. Let us know any comments or questions that you might have. We will be addressing them as we get through these tonight, of course, on later future webcasts. And also let us know where you're listening from. We have literally people listening to us all over the world as we speak to you tonight. And it's always encouraging for people that have received the gospel of grace and peace to know that there are people of like mind wherever they happen to be logging onto. So, Robert, so we got your back?
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Oh, it's
much
very
better.
Good.
Well,
where are you this evening, sir?
I'm at a gym on their phone, so that's how I found you.
Well, that's good. It's good to know that you are exercising the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's a very
well,
good thing
to do.
Well,
I hope we do all that and the bod, too.
No doubt. Well, as we were telling the beautiful humans, Roberts, that you and Michael traversed down this charismatic evangelical path for many years and then reacquainted with each other as Michael came into the understanding of the gospel of grace and peace. And I have to tell you, just as an aside, that I heard you speak many times at our local church in Wisconsin, and very familiar with your teachings and your writings. And you know, Roberts, how when you get kind of revved up when you're preaching and you sort of realize that you have shared a profound moment and you say, good preaching, Roberts.
Yeah, I do say that.
Yeah, you do say that. And so for literally for decades now, this has been an inside joke just for me and my wife, was that when we share something profound with each other, somebody will say, good preaching, Roberts. And now I've incorporated it into the Gospel Revolution webcast with Michael, that when something comes that is really profound or a very poignant moment, I'll say, good preaching, Roberts, but with no explanation. And now, of course, all over the world, people want to know what good preaching Roberts means.
Well, I guess now they know.
Now they know, and I did promise that I would reveal it on the pledge drive if people would step up to the plate and help Michael and the Gospel Revolution meet its operating budget. So now everybody knows. This is where it came from, you beautiful humans. Good preaching Roberts came from Robert Slairton. And we're so happy to have you with us, Roberts. And why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of your interaction with Michael and about how the gospel, as he shares it and teaches, has impacted your life.
Well, I first met Michael years ago when he came with Noble Hayes to a convention that I was holding in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that's when I first got to meet Michael. And then a few years later, he began to preach on the gospel of grace and peace. And I heard the tapes. And I have to say, in those days, I didn't know what it meant and what it was about. And all the guys around me were almost anti-Michael. And so I didn't really compute it. But years later, I began to compute some of those things, and God had arranged for Michael and I to reconnect and spend some time together, where we spent not just a couple hours, but you know, several months together on a close basis. And Mike would talk to me at breakfast or talk to me at lunch or wherever we were meeting, and things he began to say. And how I actually began to have the change or embrace it was I found out that I was kinder than what my religious box permitted me to be. And that began to irritate me, like, why is it that I'm nicer than what my religious structure is allowing me to be? And so, but didn't know how to process that or what to do. And with what we call the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace, it began to help liberate my thinking, change my attitude, and let the nicer Robert Slairton come out more into my speaking and into my relationships, into my dealing with different people and their issues in my church and so forth. So that's how I begin to embrace it and begin to grow. And I'm still what I call a baby guy in it. But like I was telling Mike a few days ago, I said, you know, what you taught me years ago on the tapes I got and then talking with you privately, now has been born in the earth. I'm hearing this in Asia. I'm hearing parts of this in Europe. And when I read, like, Joseph Prince's books or I listen to some of these tapes, I'm like, that's Mike Williams. And it's almost like word for word. If you've listened to his tapes enough or talked to him, you can hear it almost word for word and go, hey, that's Brother Mike. And so that's kind of what I see that's happening and how it's beginning to change my life and let the nicer Roberts come out. Because the religious structure that I was in was nice to a point, but when you crossed their barriers, then they became meaner lions that you had to deal with. So I thank God for what's beginning to be expressed and people are beginning to grab a hold of it.
I like how you put it. It lets you be nice to a point. But, Michael, you articulate that so well about how when your heart is different than your doctrine. Well, why don't you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I think it's, what Roberts is making reference to, you just have those moments when, clarity comes, like we were talking about, the CD we're offering, Soul Possession, which, Roberts, you'd really love that. I'll have to send it to you.
Hmm.
But, the revelation of the gospel gives vent to certain expressions and the way that you describe things. And that was one of the things that came along in the middle of teaching the gospel and in the process of people asking me questions about the gospel. And that was one of the questions that I posed to them, and I said, when your heart is kinder than your doctrine, and my question to them was, guess which one is wrong. So, and that really has struck in a chord in people's hearts, as Roberts was saying, and as he communicates that same message to people around the world. As Roberts does travel around the world, and to this day, sharing. And sharing the gospel of peace, I've been so thrilled to watch this happen. And as he said, it gives vent not only to a kinder you, but it gives vent to that part of you that is real, that is authentic, I think. And I can tell you that as Roberts was saying, the time that I've spent with him, he really is a very kind and generous person. As I was sharing before, that Roberts came along in a time in my life when I desperately needed help, and I was able to be somewhat of a help to him also. But it came at a time in my life when Roberts reached out to me when there really wasn't a whole lot of people doing that. And I'm very grateful to be able to, as I've already expressed that to him, but here publicly and worldwide, be able to say to Roberts, thank you from the bottom of my heart for reaching out to me and embracing me into your heart and life. And that we did have those wonderful times together, just sitting at the dinner table talking and all the questions and the discussion that we had, and I think the thing that really that I remember the most about those times was when Roberts would compare what I was saying with what he and I both had taught and what we had all been taught, because we came pretty much out of the same type of circles anyway. And I just remember Roberts just saying, well, that just makes sense. Well, that just makes sense. So, and
when you hear it clearly, it makes sense. And
yes.
it sets you free from all those religious bondages and stupid ideas you've been running around your head that no one knows is in your head. And that's what, those conversations did for me. And I'm thankful for it. And I call Mike Williams my friend to whoever asks. And and I know that what he speaks and what he's preaching will go around the world. I keep encouraging Mike, and maybe everybody can help me out there, to get Mike to write more books, because books will go where we can't go in the natural and say things that we can't say in person. And so books are very important. So maybe this will help spur some of the writing part of your life to fruition.
Yes, and it's coming from somebody who has published. I've lost track. How many books have you published now so far?
I've written 49. My 50th will be out in April. So I've written 50 books.
Wow.
And sold about 6 million just in English.
Awesome.
Good writing, Robert.
This is
the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. Night number 3, we're talking, as always, with the president of the Gospel Revolution, Michael Williams, and our special guest, Robert Slaridan, in the gym.
I'm really happy to have you, Robert.
We are obviously very familiar with your ministry and with your teaching, but for those in our audience, Robert, and we literally have people logging on right now all over the planet, let folks know what road you've traveled, how your journey has transpired, and some of the folks that you've rubbed shoulders with.
Some of the folks I've rubbed shoulders with. Well, in the Christian world, I run shoulders. I carry Oral Roberts' name. I run around with the Kenneth Hagin, the Copelands, you know, Brother Osteen when he was alive. You know, all the faith camp, and I've befriended people in different parts of the world, like Ulf Ekman or Colin Dye, England, you know, Kong Hee in Singapore, you know, different ones. And so in that world, and in the political world, you know, having audiences with Margaret Thatcher when she was prime minister, meeting President Bush and receiving a letter from President Bush now. So I've had interaction with the different political leaders. But, you know, the best thing about my life is I've been able to be in 100 and some countries and be there personally and speak and meet the people because I like people. I like being with them. I like the culture. So it's not a problem for me to be with people. So the greatest thing is meeting all the thousands of people from around the world and being in this for 27 years. So, but I think the best days are ahead because what I think when people get free from all this religious crap, then they're going to be happier and more joyful and actually probably get more results done to help humanity.
At the end of the day, that's really what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, we have this incredible message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the reconciliation of humanity to the Almighty, and how God sees us as perfect. But what it's all about is letting more people know it and helping folks. And I know that what your heart is, and where are your travels going to be taking to you in the near future?
I'm in South Florida right now, and I'm on TV tomorrow in Orlando, and then I'm over in West Palm Beach on the Sunday, and then I'm back in California. So if people want to know where I'm at, they can just go to my website, robertslaridan.com, Roberts with an S, .com, and you can just find the whole itinerary there, and all my books and everything's there that you want to know and catch up with me. And so I'd love to see people to meet them.
Yes. We really appreciate you,
Robert. What would you say, other than noticing that you'd become a kinder or gentler person by being influenced under Michael's teaching, what are some of the more profound understandings that you've had about how God sees us through his lens, through the blood of Christ, if you will?
Well, I think that one of the best things that happened to me is that no matter what I do, good or bad, my mistakes, whatever, it does not change his belief in me, his strength of support for me, and that God is always there as my friend and ally. Because when I grew up as a Pentecostal, you know, what you did and did not do caused God to be for or against you in that moment. And so I think one thing that helped revolutionize my thinking and brought more security to me was knowing that it does not matter what I do, that God's always with it, that the sin issue has been dealt with and the love issue has been dealt with, and he's decided to always be for us and love us and never turn against us. So I think that may be simple, but to me that was a profound moment that made things, you know, gave me a stronger internal security that, you know, God likes me whether people do or not. God's for me whether I'm the flavor of the month or not. And that would be one thing. And I think sometimes the simplest things are the most profound things in people's lives. And I think there's thousands, if not millions, of people who have left their place in the kingdom of God because of what they've done or have not done. God now does not want to use them or withdrew their anointing or their gifting, and it's not true. It's still there. You just, like the Lord told me one time, you may have made a few million people mad, you know, but there's 6 billion in the world. Go meet the rest of them. So that's kind of the way I look at life now.
And Michael and his relationship with you and his teaching has allowed you to, or at least partially, has allowed you to walk in a different kind of freedom than maybe what we all experienced in the charismatic and Pentecostal world?
Oh, yeah, there's so much more relaxed freedom. My friendships now are larger than just in my little Christian circle. They cross all different types of people in my life now that I'm secure with, because before it was always a sin. You get a transfer to the spirits and all this kind of stuff. And that has really changed because I understand the gospel of grace and peace. And it's a better day.
It is
a better day. And we're all, so many of the folks that are on television or on the radio or that are well known in the media say literally the sky is falling, the earth is coming apart. What you're saying tonight is that this is a better day. Right now what we're living in is a better day than when I used to see you back in the day in the early 80s in Wisconsin. There's a level of freedom that has been manifest in our minds and our souls that has come through the understanding of this gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's a beautiful thing to hear somebody who has literally walked before kings and potentates and presidents and the media stars of the Christian world say, you know what, Michael Williams is my friend, and he's had a dramatic impact on the way that I perceive that God perceives me.
That is a true statement. I could say that. And I still got his tapes in my bedroom, so yeah, I still listen to them. He gave me lots
of
advice.
You've got to get some of the CDs, my friend. We're all digital now.
Well, you have to send them to me because I've got the audios. So I still got the little tape player and all of Mike Williams cassettes.
That's awesome. And Michael was alluding to us while we were having our telephone difficulties, but tell the folks that are familiar with the Joseph Prince's television and radio ministry out of Singapore what happened the other day when you saw Joseph Prince's book.
Well, I was in Barnes & Noble and picked up Joseph Prince, which is a pastor in Singapore that's probably, I don't know if he's got about 15 or 20,000 people. I don't know what the number is. And I picked up the book and began to read it. And as I kept going through it, I was thinking, well, that's Mike Williams, almost word for word. And that's what I've heard. That's what he said to me when he was in my home. And, you know, so the thing is, it's spreading and going. And I told Mike the other day, says that he's the father or the grandfather of what's becoming called a grace movement in the charismatic word of faith circles. It's really for its beginning. And so I think it'll spread, it'll go good, and I think, you know, a lot of the Joseph Prince things, the Hillsong stuff, that are beginning to embrace what they call grace and favor or grace teaching, actually came from Mike's pioneering and Mike's pushing through, and I'm always glad that God knows where it came from and he rewards accordingly. So I just think there'll be a new day and a new platform for Mike to get up and take it further, because I think the ones that are preaching it now have taken it to a certain point, which is very good. But there's more, and I'm anxious to hear more myself.
Good preaching, Roberts.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
I wanted to say that to you.
I
love that. Michael, this is speaking of warming the cockles of your heart. This has got to be music to your ears. It's a wonderful thing to hear tonight.
Well, it is, but this is it's nothing new from Roberts. And as Robert knew with his own battles with some in the religious community, Robert's knew that befriending me was not a politically correct thing to do for sure, but that didn't stop him. And I've had a lot of people in the ministry who've been affected by my teaching, and they go from there. And then really don't want to mention the fact that, you know, that I have had some part anyway in helping them understand the gospel. But Roberts just was not that way. You know, he's always not that I sat back and looked for it, but I can tell you that this is not the first time that this has happened. That he's
well,
always
it's the first time that it's happened on the webcast, and we're honored to have Robert Slaughter with us, ladies and gentlemen. RobertSlaughter.com. This is the GospelRevolution.com winter pledge drive, and we just had $50 donated, gentlemen, to the Mike Williams Ministry. The email says, thank you for the opportunity to give from the heart. Please say hi to Roberts for me. I used to attend his church in Southern California at the facility that now houses TBN. I also attended Bible courses at Robert Slaughter Ministry Bible School many years ago. God bless you all. Richard Mull in Southern California chiming in tonight and participating on the pledge drive. And much thanks go out to Richard. And there's see how this all comes together, Robert. Here's a guy that listens to the webcast and is a friend and listens to Mike, and you touched his lives those many years ago in Southern California.
Well, I'm glad that it keeps working. So, but our best days are ahead of us.
Yes, they are, Robert.
Believe my brother from another.
You know, whatever the tragedy we've gone through, there's always something greater ahead, and that's what I'm reaching for.
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's good. That's good stuff. So, hey, thank you so much for taking time out from your workout and
good
evening down there. And we'll look for you on TV in Orlando. And don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
you
Robert.
Guys have a great night, and hello to all the listeners, and we'll do this again.
We love you a
thanks,
lot.
Thanks, Robert.
We love you, Michael. Love you, good. Have a good night.
Night.
There's Robert Slattery, ladies and gentlemen.
Good preaching, Robert.
Webcast, the Winter Pledge Drive. Well, now you know the rest of the story. That's where good preaching Roberts came from. that's a good fella.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it was our time together over a few months, you know, it was that resulted in us being able to spend time together. And, you know, one of the things that Roberts told me was, he said, I want you to come here because I want to learn the gospel. And I want to understand what it is you're saying. He said, I want to hear it firsthand. So here's a man who did not stand on the sidelines when he began to realize there was something in his heart that was embracing and wanting to understand what I was saying. He got in contact with me and asked me to come down. And he said, I want you to share with me, and I want to be able to talk about this and ask you questions, because it was having such a profound impact in his own heart. And then as he shared with you, I think that's one of our most poignant things, is when we get people to understand that when your heart is kinder than your doctrine. I remember that just set Roberts back on his heels. I mean, we shared that. I shared that with him even at the dinner table again. And and he has challenged people around the world with that comment, and let them know, you know, if there's and but he saw how that resonated in his heart. And he's spoken in churches of 10,000 and or so over in Europe and in the East. And that is the comment that he takes to them just virtually every time when he goes out to teach. And he realizes he has an audience. He has access to audiences and churches who do not really teach grace or peace at all. And he's been very wise about how he introduces that to them. But when he got that in his heart and he saw the impact that had for his own self, he began to share that with people and tell them, you know, when your heart is kinder than your doctrine, it's your doctrine that needs to be examined instead of your heart. So
that's really a powerful thing, because it's the exact opposite of what is taught in the church. What's taught in the church, Michael, is that your heart is deceitfully wicked.
Yes.
And that you cannot trust it, and that you
yeah.
must go to the so-called Word of God that the church calls the Bible, even though the Bible never calls itself the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. And, Michael, when you go to that ancient text, if you do not have the understanding of the revelation of the cross and the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ, that can be one of the most screwed up processes that any human being can try to navigate through. Is to try to live their life according to rules and regulations and laws and practices and writings from thousands of years ago. It is devastating to people's life. And yet, when the understanding of the gospel comes in, and that's why we're doing the pledge drive. That's why we do what we do, is because we want more and more people to understand, and also to be reminded of the fact that this understanding of the revelation that does come through the Bible actually frees people up from having to live according to the law or according to the Bible dictates, but actually, Michael, portrays an understanding and a completion of God's plan through that Bible that was fulfilled at the cross at Golgotha's secret, coin a phrase from another great teaching CD of yours. If you try to approach the Bible and this thing from any other understanding than the gospel, which means the good news, the grace of God, you are in a deep world of hurt.
Oh, absolutely, and we've all been there, and it has created tens of thousands of denominations around the world because the focus, which is clearly given to us, that the focus of understanding what Jesus called the Scriptures is founded in what is called the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace. There's not a gospel of healing, thank God for it, as many people as get it, that's fantastic. There's not a gospel of miracles. There's not a gospel of giving. These are all wonderful things. But they are not the means by which you understand truth. Truth is derived by putting the proper lens, into the heart and the mind, and that is to see the Scriptures through the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace. And with it comes a crystal clear view of the will of God and the fact that that will of God was fulfilled 2,000 years ago in the life, body, teaching, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that we really are not left here to struggle. A lot of times, when we share this message, people to leave off the daily struggle of pursuing God's will or trying to please God, they almost feel abandoned. And I remember someone asking me one time, you know, that they were concerned because they, you know, that I would feel alone or something. I said you don't understand my concept of freedom. I feel far from alone. I feel empowered and very much one with God Himself through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, that's good because he's calling in. Is that Richard Malt? Well, thanks for being honest with me, but I'll ask him. This is Glenn Klein Online. We're in the winter pledge drive for the Gospel Revolution. We want to welcome Richard from California. Is this Richard Malt or Richard Massey?
Hello, Richard here.
Hello.
Yeah, this
Michael,
is Charlie. How's everybody doing?
Doing very good, Richard. How's your night?
Yeah, I still on.
I heard Robert's voice.
It is the beauty of modern technology, ladies and gentlemen, that we sometimes have challenges with, but we do have a caller on the third line.
Yes. Can you hear me,
Glenn?
Yeah, I can hear Glenn. I can hear Michael. I can hear everybody.
Glenn,
I cannot hear anybody, Pat.
Okay.
I hear something's happening in the background.
Yeah, Richard, we can hear each other, but Glenn can't hear us. We were having that bit of a technical problem a little bit earlier.
I can hear you now, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We'd lost you. Richard and I were engaging in a beautiful conversation.
Oh, I apologize. Which Richard was it?
This is the guy in Southern California that sent in an email a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, and we recognize that, and we so appreciate it. It's Richard Moe, ladies and gentlemen. Richard, I am in northern Wisconsin, where the temperature is going to be in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 below with the wind chill tonight. What's the temperature in Southern California?
Well, it was cold when I came home from the office. It was about 59 degrees above zero.
It's a tough life, Richard, but somebody has to live it. All right, so Michael, since I have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about, I'm going to turn it over to you, and please continue your conversation with Richard as we continue on the pledge drive.
Yeah, welcoming Richard, and of course, Richard's always been a dear friend and a great supporter. Just the thing I really want to find out from Richard is your impressions of hearing Roberts and him talk after you going down and hearing him all those years ago. Tell us about how you first came to know Roberts and your first hearing his speaking.
Well, I was living out here in Southern California at the time. This was back in, probably the early 90s, 90, 91, maybe 92 time frame. And I heard about Roberts through a friend of mine who said, oh, I went to this meeting over here at this building, and some guy named Roberts Lairdon was over there. Never heard a name Roberts before as a first name. I said, you sure it wasn't his last name? He said, no, first name. I said, okay, so I'll go over there and check it out. So I went over a couple nights later, and the building that he was having his meetings in and his church and so forth is the same building that TBN bought and kicked everybody out and started doing their thing. It's right across the freeway from my office here.
Wow.
And I can see the building from the backside of my office. So I started attending and listening to what he had to say, and it was charismatic. I mean, I'd been to many charismatic churches in the past, and I really enjoyed being in a place where I'd heard the message just like that before, and I felt comfortable there. But there was still something missing, so I kind of drifted away from that after going through some of their Bible courses, Bible study courses in the ministry, and got away from that and heard something about Mike Williams. Who's this Mike Williams? So I started listening to some tapes and cassettes at that time of Mike Williams, and I said, well, Roberts is okay, but I think Mike knows what he's talking about here, so I'm going to follow these tapes for a while, and I'm going to listen to these and go off in a different direction.
What was it like listening to? What was it like listening to Roberts tonight and hearing that he had embraced the message that you embraced?
Wow, totally! It blew me away because I had not heard anything from Roberts over these years, and his headquarters here moved down the road to another location, which was like 25 minutes away from me. But I just stopped going there, and I was kind of surprised tonight because I had no idea he was on board with the gospel of grace and peace. I was pleased to hear it. It sounds like he's really at peace with himself, and it sounds like he just wants to go with it and just keep traveling like he has done and continue to put out the message, except it's going to be better now than it was before.
He sounded kind of excited to me, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, excited isn't the word.
Yeah, that guy's got a lot of energy. If any of you ever experienced a Roberts Lairdon meeting or a teaching, you know exactly what Richard's talking about. Guys, I need to interject here for a moment to remind everybody that they're listening to Glenn Klein Online, the third and final night of the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. We've got Richard Mull with us from California, but we really need your help. With Richard's donation, we're still about $8,450 short of our goal for these 3 weeks. Now, for those of you that are listening on the archive, which we realize is because of out of people's convenience that most people do listen to the archive, that's awesome. We're glad to have you. Thank you for logging on. And just know that as you're listening to this archive webcast, that your donations are being counted towards our goal. We need your help to meet the operating budget for the next 3 months of the Gospel Revolution Mike Williams Ministries. All you need to do is you go to gospelrevolution.com, you click on donations, and then you just go through the process. Do, as Richard said in his email, whatever is in your heart. Large gifts, small gifts, everything in between, it all goes in the same kitty. It all goes through the same goal, which is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he has cleansed all humanity from sin. There is no works, no belief, no system that you need to be in. Everybody is equal in the eyes of God. More folks need to hear this. This is what your money's going to. Go to gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, and then just let us know, please, at webcast@gospelrevolution.com, whether you're listening live or on the archive, what you have decided to do. In a one-time give, monthly donations, and ongoing monthly commitments, the lifeblood of this effort. That's what allows us to live and breathe and have our being, to quote a famous passage of the Bible. Actually, we know exactly that that does not come from your donations, but nonetheless, it's much appreciated. And we're asking for small gifts, large gifts, whatever is in your heart, and for gifts of $100 or more to cover our costs, you will receive free and postage paid Michael's brand new CD teaching called Soul Possession. and we've alluded to it earlier. If you did not catch the earlier part of the webcast, you may get back to it. But you will receive that CD free and postage paid, sole possession, for a gift of $100. We have three lines that are available. Michael's in Houston, Richard's in Southern California. I'm in Northern Wisconsin right now. Robert was in Southern Florida. The reason that we're able to have this kind of technology and this kind of interaction was because of your previous generosity. Well, now we want to take it to a next level. Robert's alluded to books being written by Michael. All these things cost money, unfortunately, and we're asking for your help. We're not asking for you to do one thing that is not in your heart to do. In fact, if you read the email last week or if you listened to last week's pledge drive and the webcast, you know we're asking you not to give if that's not in your heart. But, Richard, there are certain people out there in the world that are listening to this right now. When I say the world, I literally mean the world. We've heard from Hong Kong on this webcast pledge drive. We've heard from Australia. We've heard from England. We've heard from Canada. There are people out there all over the world that it is in their heart to give, but sometimes because of our experience about being in, being burned in evangelical Christianity, we don't want to give to anything anymore. And there comes a place that when you walk in freedom that it's time to get back on the horse and start pursuing what's in your heart. Isn't that right?
I agree 100%. I endorse this 1,000%. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're listening to your head about giving, you're never going to give properly. If you're listening to your heart, your head will have nothing to say about it. Just ignore the head, go with the heart, and just step up to the plate. This is a very, very worthwhile thing that we're doing here, that Michael is doing, that Glenn is doing, that everybody that's involved is doing, and it takes funds from you out there to get this thing going. So get on the train. It's starting to move. We want to leave the station and get this thing on the road. So let's go for it.
That's awesome, Richard. Thank you so much. And we know how supportive you've been. And we want to thank you so very much for everything that you do and everything you've done. And thanks for calling in tonight. Very much.
Thanks, Richard, so much.
I appreciate this. I have one question of Michael, that Golgotha's Secret, isn't that something we did up in Canada a couple of seasons ago?
Yes, and
is it on CD somewhere? Because I haven't seen it.
No, I have to reteach it, Richard.
Yeah, I thought that was one that was lost in the somewhere in the computer or
exactly
someplace.
Half of it got lost somewhere. So
okay, I'm hoping that you will reteach it because I was there. It was powerful. That was unbelievable.
Yes, I've got to get that. Back in a situation where I can get that on, that recorded again. It was definitely something we need to understand, isn't it?
All right. Well, thank
you
for
that.
That's
what we call a good teaser, Richard. Good job. Thank
you. Yeah, that'll be the next pledge drive. We'll have Golgotha's Secret. We're almost ready to go.
hey, okay. Mikey, maybe you'll teach that at the Gospel Revolution Convention coming in November.
We could do that.
I'll be
that
there.
That would be awesome. Thanks,
I'll
Richard.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Love you.
All right, love
have
you
good
too.
Night out there.
Good night.
There's Richard Mull, ladies and gentlemen, from Southern California, a wonderful fellow and also a contributor to the Winter Pledge Drive of the Gospel Revolution and Mike Williams Ministries. That means with his departure, we have that third line available. We want to encourage you to call right now because we have got a lot of work to do in the last 40 minutes or so at 1-800-436-3260. That is the toll-free number to call in with your questions, your comments, and your pledges. 1-800-436-3260. Patrick L. Jones waiting in the studio. Hey, Patty, is Sean O'Halloran in there with you tonight? And Jay Harper White, do you have a full team in studio in Tampa?
Yes, we do, but I've got a call coming in.
That's a beautiful thing. This is Glenn Klein Online. I am in northern Wisconsin. I am freezing my tuchus off. Do you know what a tuchus is, Michael?
Yes, I sure do.
A tuchus, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering, is Hebrew or Jewish, if you will, to the back of your front. My tushy. My derriere.
Glenn.
It's going to be in the neighborhood of 50 below zero tonight with the wind chill where I'm at. Michael's in Houston. Patrick's taking your phone in Tampa. We just heard from Richard Mull in Southern California. Earlier in the webcast, we heard from Robert Flairton in South Florida. Where are we going to hear from next? We are waiting to hear from you both at webcast@gospelrevolution.com and at the toll-free number 1-800-436-3260. And apparently we have somebody online already, so if you get a busy signal, just be patient with us. We've got about 20 or 35 minutes left in the webcast, and we need a lot of help. For gifts of $100 or more tonight to the Gospel Revolution, you will receive free and postage paid Michael's new teaching CD, Soul Possession. We need your help tonight. I mean, I don't know how else to more profoundly articulate that than we are asking for your help. We're not asking for you to do anything you don't want to do. We're not saying that God's going to especially bless you if you do give. We are saying we have a desire in our heart to have more people hear about the good news that Jesus has redeemed them from their sin, that through that redemption there can be salvation, through the understanding of that redemption. We need, this stuff costs money. I'm on a computer. Michael's on the telephone and a computer. Patrick's got all the equipment back in the studio. This stuff costs money, and we need your help. We can't do it without you financially. 1-800-436-3260. Patty, who do we have on the line?
We've got Mike Matthew from California here.
Oh, good. Another Michael from California. Mike Matthew, who we heard from last week, that was just absolutely phenomenal. Michael, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you? I know you're cold. I won't even ask.
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for caring enough to ask.
Yeah. Well, I've lived in Chicago for several years, so I'm very familiar with that kind of weather.
Are you a Chicago fan, though? That's the key.
The Bears.
Are you a Bears fan or a Cubs fan?
Sox. I used to work for the White Sox. I worked for the White Sox back in the 60s for about a year or so down when I was going to school in Sarasota.
Wow.
You worked for the White Sox?
Yeah.
When they were owned by the Comiskey still?
No, Arthur Allen was the owner at the time.
Really?
Uh-huh. And
Bill Beck bought the White Sox back.
Eddie Stanky was the manager. And that was the year, and when I was in Little League, that was my game. I mean, baseball was it for me. And that year, actually, we worked at the hotel that they owned in Sarasota. And
used to spring train. You know, hey Mike Williams, you know that pitchers and catchers reported just in the last couple of days in baseball.
Awesome.
You don't give a rip, do you, Mikey?
I just didn't bother me at all.
No, I know. See, Mike Matthew, he does not care about the national pastime. All he cares about is the gospel and fashion. We're good to go.
It all has to do with the gospel because it has to do with, I was telling a story, and it has to do with, you know, how God, you know, gives you the desires of your heart, even when you don't even know that there is it. When I was that age, you know, I didn't know. I didn't have any relationship because I was raised a Catholic, but but that year, I was always a White Sox fan. I played Little League. I played Pony League. I played in high school, all nine yards. Louis Aparicio was one of my idols. Well, when I was working there that year, he came back to the White Sox. It was 1967, I believe. And he came, when I met him, and I became friends with him, that was one of the most fabulous days of my life. And it was like a harsh desire to meet Louis Aparicio and become friends with him and bring warm milk up to his room for his baby was, I'll tell you, something else. Well, God, and he's still in that business, you know. You know he's still in that business. And
I wonder how many beautiful humans out there listening worldwide, first of all, have ever heard of Louis Aparicio.
Well, who cares?
Also, know what number he was with the Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
I do, Mike Matt. I know what number Louis Aparicio was.
Yeah.
Number 11.
11, that's right. And Nellie Fox, second base, the Keystone Corner. What was his number?
Number 14, my friend.
No, 2.
Nellie Fox was number 2. Well, yeah. 50% will still get me into the Hall of Fame. What's going on out there in California tonight? We got Richard Mull calling from California earlier. I don't know if you're north or south of Richard Mull, but are you having a pleasant evening? I'm freezing my focus off.
I think we're in the same general vicinity. I'm in South Orange County.
You're a little south of Richard.
Yeah, just a little. But he's in Orange County, though, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, because if he was, yeah, because he was talking about Irvine, that's where TBN was and all that, in his office. If he's worried, it's generally the same general vicinity. But you know what I was going to say too, before I get into why I called, is that when I go on the internet and I click on, and I talked about to Patrick, I think a couple of times ago about this. When you click on, it doesn't always come on. Sometimes you have to refresh the browser when it's on the Windows media player. I mean, not when it's on your home page. So I don't know if everybody, maybe some people are missing it. That's a little glitch you might want to look at.
Well, no, I think that there are some people that, for whatever reason, we never have problems picking it up live, or, well, mostly never. But they do have trouble picking it up live. So if you're listening on the archive, first of all, please make a donation. And second of all, yeah, when you want to try to listen to it live, just hit click refresh and see if that helps. But it's coming through loud and clear here in northern Wisconsin. But we appreciate
because I thought you were off. The first time it happened to me, I thought you were off. You were off, and I kind of went away. And then the next time, I actually called in, and then he told me what to do. So, but anyway, the reason I called was because God is.
You got an update for us, haven't you?
Got an update, yeah. Well, you know, last week when I called, when I talked to you guys, you know, about the giving thing, and I made the commitment we're going to do $126 a month, and, you know, we split it up between Michael's work, which is, you know, just so good. There's so many things I could say, but anyway, last week it was like really tough, because I had made the decision. It was a hard decision, and it was, my faith had just gone away. I had none. And I had reached the getting into the end of the week, we were expecting some things to happen, and they just weren't happening. So it was like one of those, Gethsemane moments, Michael and I talked about this, that you go through, you know, but not quite as intense, of course, as Jesus. But anyway, my wife is putting a pacifier in my grandson's mouth right in front of me. kind of hard to talk when he's doing it. Because he's on my lap.
I'm glad you finished that sentence. But go continue, Michael, please.
Yeah, so anyway, it got to the point where, you know, I just knew. But see, I knew at the same time we had made this decision and I had come to this place. And I just knew it was right because you have to live that way. You have to follow your heart. There's this, that's where God lives. And if you don't get there, you just miss out on so, so much. Anyway, I go through all this stuff Thursday, Friday, and, you know, it's now I'm at the point I'm getting tortured. And I was telling Michael, I had my wrestling match or cut-out session with God one night. I mean, I was this guy can't. I just let it rip. And then, you know, the next 5 minutes later, I'm back. You know, he's my buddy. But anyway, so then Saturday comes, and it was horrible because I was just drained. I had no, and I just decided, well, I don't have any faith, and I don't have any faith. Whatever it is, I guess I have to use God's faith. Well, gee, good idea. So I really had, it was interesting because I actually had come to the total end of my faith. I had none for anything. We need money. We got to live. Everybody needs it. It's just part of life. We got to have. And God is my source, right? So I have no way to go, nothing. So anyway, long story short, Sunday comes, and all of a sudden I got all this peace. And I'm like, I didn't care. And I knew whatever. So Monday morning, same situation, things had not resolved until I get a phone call and boom, 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 all of a sudden, nice little windfall. Boom. So I'm calling tonight to tell I'm doing a one-time gift of $300 that's already in
the
mail.
That is awesome, man. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's already, I put that in the mail this morning. I got up this morning and I could not wait to get to the checkbook to write the hit Michael's check, and we're doing St. Jude, and we're doing Feed the Children, and
that's
Mikey's got the bulk of it, because I just know this is where it's at. I mean, for me, there's just no, I mean, if I could do this full time, I would. Well, I guess I am, sort of, but
Exactly. That's exactly right. The only one that we know that can do this full-time in this exact way is the guy that's on the other line, which is Michael Williams. Other than we're all here to support and to do so.
Yes,
well, Michael, thank you so much. Much appreciated, brother. We only got about 25 minutes left, so we're going to ask you to call back next week and just thank you so much for your generosity and your contribution.
Money well spent, so just God bless and keep it up.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Matthew, ladies and gentlemen, also from Southern California. So that gets us to $350 for this week. And we've got another pledge that just came in, Michael. He says, hi, Glenn and Mike. I'm pledging $25 a month for the next 12 months. Our friend James Forehand from Corpus Christi, Texas. James, thank you so very much for participating. And, of course, you will be getting the Soul Possession CD, as well as our eternal thanks. $25 a month for the next year, that's $250, so that would be another $300, which is absolutely tremendous, and that will bring us to $650. We're trying to raise over these next 7 days, so if you're listening to the archive, don't freak out, because we've got to raise about $8,500 in the next 7 days, and this is our first day in the last week. So we're at $650 for this evening. But as you're listening to the archive, ladies and gentlemen, please know that every single penny that comes in, big gifts, small gifts, monthly donations, one-time gifts, all count towards our ultimate goal of raising $12,500 just to pay the bills over the next 3 months. I mean, you can imagine the amount of expenses that go into trying to move this thing forward, and so we do. We ask you with complete clean consciences, if you will, to participate in this effort by emailing us. If you're listening, especially if you're listening to the archive, email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. And after you go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage and make your donation there, let us know what you're going to do, either on a monthly basis or on a one-time gift for $100 or more, whether it be in a one-time gift or a total over the course of the next 12 months. You will receive free and postage paid Michael's brand-new CD, Soul Possession. But now with about a little over 20 minutes left to go in the webcast and in the Winter Pledge Drive, we have that third line available. So who will we hear from next? 1-800-436-3260. 1-800-436-3260. We only have, like I said, a little over 20 minutes left, and we want to get that phone busy with pledges, with donations, with comments, with questions. Michael, great to hear from James Forehand in Texas.
Oh, my, what a wonderful, wonderful friend that I have acquired there in Corpus Christi. Just a beautiful-hearted human being, and just wanting to know that he has all of our support too in his efforts there in Corpus Christi. There's just nothing I wouldn't do to be a help to this this really wonderful, wonderful human being.
Yeah, I was privileged to have an opportunity to meet James when I was in Houston at the Freedom Worship Center, and of course you can check James's website out at JubileeConnection.com. That's JubileeConnection.com. And this is all part of the Gospel Revolution and the Champions of Grace network that is being built. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm sorry, we've got Greg Hamburger from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, nothing to be sorry for, because we are always happy to hear from our Cincinnati correspondent for the Gospel Revolution, Mr. Greg Hamburger. Gregory!
He's just on the line now.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Hey there, Gregory.
It's going wonderfully. I am I got my long johns going. I got the heat on. I got the fire going. It's quite nippy up here. Maybe not
it's
so bad.
Down to about zero here in Cincinnati.
What's going on there?
It's dropping down to about zero tonight.
Oh, so you guys are actually going to be very quite balmy compared to northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I guess we are balmy.
I think we're going to hit about down to about 60 in the middle of the night. I'll have to make sure the heat's on here.
All right. Well, you have again done a very biblical thing, Mike Williams. You have absolutely
provoked you to jealousy, or what?
You of jealousy. You're supposed to provoke the Jew to jealousy. That's what the Bible says. You know. So you have done
well,
that again.
I'm
so, Greg, I just got your email. Did you want to share some of the things that you wrote to us, or did you want to just tell us a joke? Or it's always happy. We're always happy to hear from you.
Well, you know, I don't have a joke today. It's, did you get the email about eBay or about what I discovered this week studying the Bible?
I've got both emails, and we have not gotten to them yet. But no matter what you share, we will eventually get to everything that not only that you write, but that everybody writes. As every one of the beautiful humans know, we've got only a certain amount of time. So as we've told you many, many times, and we'll remind you that we eventually get to all the questions and comments. But just fire away, Greg. We're just happy to hear from you.
I was a little bit frustrated because for the last 2 weeks I've wanted to have some extra money to give, and it just wasn't in the budget. And I talked to my wife about it, you know, and we've had two in college, and
yeah.
You know, her and my daughter. And so I just went out on eBay and sold some stuff this week that was sitting down in my basement that I had no use for. And sent some money to the Gospel Revolution, it's nice to be able to give not out of compulsion, but just the desire of my heart is to see other people, you know, that come from the same background that I come from, to kind of get liberated and free to live their lives. It was interesting to hear Robert Slayton tonight, who.
How about
I've never
that?
Met, but I've certainly heard of him and seen him on TV and things like that. That this won't do wonders for his preaching career, making an appearance on the Gospel Revolution, but it may in the long run.
There's many things I want to say based on what you just said. First of all, thank you very much for your gift of $100. And you will be receiving the CD, the sole possession. and you and I have to talk off air, because if you don't have any of Michael's CDs, yeah, we will rectify that quickly. But I want you to be as absolutely blunt and as direct as possible. If you, for whatever reason, because it's in your heart, because it's not in your heart, based on the relationship that is being built over time, through these kind of correspondence, if you wouldn't have given us one nickel, do you have any sense at all that your relationship with this effort or with us personally would be impacted one bit?
Not at all. Absolutely not. The freedom that you guys exude over the air just with. I admit that I went through the thing when I first kind of got into this message where I didn't want to give anything and I didn't want to hear any ministry even talk about money. And I went through that for a while, but now I think things have changed to the point where I see the value and the relevance of this message as being so important to the future of the world, that I think it's just important to give and to share and to get this message out.
It's in your heart, Greg, to do. And you want to think about this for a second. And so many people that, Michael, that are listening to us right now can relate to it, exactly what Greg said. They don't want to have anything to do with so-called ministry giving. But imagine being in the ministry or being in an effort that is proclaiming the work of the cross, but being in that same place, not only not wanting to give, but not wanting to ask either. Michael,
yeah.
The same freedom
yeah.
that is starting to be conveyed and communicated from people about it now being in their heart again to give, we went through that same process on the other side, not even wanting to ask for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Not even not wanting to ask for it. Couldn't even remember to ask for it. Just so excited about this understanding. And believe me, I never forgot to take up an offering in my Word of Faith days. And as I was very good at it. You know, I had all my verses lined up, and I remember taking up offerings and having people throw their, literally throw their wallets at me at the podium. And so I knew how to take up a good offering.
You must have been pretty good at it, Beth.
I was good. I just
let me tell you something. The offering time is still in many churches to this moment, as we speak, as you people are listening on the archive. That is the pinnacle moment of the service.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Is the denouement. That is the climax, if you will. If you don't do a good job with that, forget about the rest of the service.
Yeah, and then for me to come to the point where that. Number one, my views of supporting ministry and giving to the effort of the gospel changed so drastically, it totally disconnected from compulsory giving at all. I mean, it just so totally got away from that. I saw Jesus as the fulfillment of the tithe, and yet I still see that the principles of some of the teaching is certainly applicable, but I refuse to let go of that beautiful revelation that I got, an understanding of Jesus being that portion which was offered for us to make us completely whole. And but then to come to the point to where that not only had my doctrine about it changed, but I was so excited about this gospel, my finances were in a 747 nosedive, and if you could imagine somebody being on a 747 in a nosedive, and instead they're caught up in a conversation with somebody about something, and they're distracted from what's happening. But that's what was happening to me.
Well, Greg, I can't tell you the amount of times Michael and I would be on the road together, and we were trying to do this. And I was helping him in any way I could. And I'd be sitting there listening to him teach for an hour, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and never even mention anything about money. It was a little bit frustrating.
And thank you for coming
and
goodbye.
An interesting thing happened. No money came in.
Well, that's the biggest sign that the gospel, the real gospel, actually had an effect on Mike. And that, to me, it's the sign that, like, I know another preacher who lost his church because of teaching this message. And we look at Carlton Pearson, and we see him lost a mega ministry because he so passionately believed in this gospel that he was willing to give that up.
Yes, he did.
I think it's a great sign that the gospel's real.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. And, Michael, I also think it's a great sign that we are all in part of a process. And as we read our brother Dennis's letter last week about not wanting to give, that we were absolutely open and desirous of him not to give because we want people to follow their hearts. Well, folks, we've been in this gospel revolution now for, you know, some of us 10, 12, 15 years. And the process that we're in right now is that we feel free to give. We feel free to give, and we feel free to ask. You do what you want to do. But with about 10 minutes left in this winter pledge drive, we got Greg Amberge on the line from Cincinnati. I'm happy to report that Dale Van Sickle has donated $20 gift in addition to his regular monthly support, Michael. And he says, please keep up the good work. So, Dale, thank you very much for participating.
You,
and with about 10 minutes left, we're asking you to get on the internet at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. If you're listening on the archive, let us know what you can do. It doesn't make a difference what time, day or night, of course. Just go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, click on donations, go through the process, and then just fire off an email to us here at webcast@gospelrevolution.com and let us know what you did so we can include it in the goal. We have a goal tonight of $8,500. And we are at about $770 now with Greg and Dale's donation. We've got a lot of work to do, but we also got 7 days to do it in. So do not be discouraged. If you're listening live, we may go a couple extra minutes so we give you a chance to make a phone call. Make a pledge right now. Just email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. So, Gregory, what's your latest post on your blog?
Well, I haven't posted a lot this week. I'm getting ready to do one on a fascinating book I'm reading called Lost Christianity. It's about the forgeries of early Christian texts. That's the kind of stuff I'm into.
I got this.
Right. Like the Gnostic Gospels and things like that. But
this guy was talking about
how he believes. I can do this in 2 minutes if you want to hear it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy was talking about, for instance, that he believed there was a place where Tertullian in the second century, who was called the father of Orthodoxy, inserted into a copied manuscript of Paul's First Corinthian letter, the two verses about women keeping silence in the churches.
Mm. All right.
That's especially important to me because my mother was a lay preacher in the church, and that scripture has always bothered her. For 50 years, it's bothered her. Yeah. That right in the middle. But he believes, and that he said, if the clearest way to understand it. Without all the scholarly stuff, is just take the two verses out and see how cleanly and smoothly the passage flows, and then put them back in and read it again. And he had a lot of scholarly evidence for this and why he thought this was going on. But I called my mother and I said, "Mom, you got to hear this." And I told her what I just told you, and I said, "What do you think about the possibility that was inserted later?" Well, she was faced with a quandary because. She, at one point, that has bothered her for 50 years because, you know, Paul talked about prophetesses in the church, and then he turns around and says, make them keep silence in the church. And
right.
I was saying, I think I got an answer to the question. And she was faced with the idea that the New Testament might not be the perfect, inspired Word of God. Although suddenly a question she'd had for 50 years had just been answered right in her face.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience. That's going to open up a door for us to talk about scripture. What is the scripture? What did Jesus call the scriptures? And that's opened up a whole new area for me as far as studying the Bible. It's become passionate for me again. Because I don't,
awesome.
When I see contradictions, it doesn't tear my heart apart.
Oh, that's awesome. That is absolutely, Michael, you know, one of the things that has been interesting, and I think Greg might appreciate hearing this, is talk about the senior citizens, the people that are in their 70s or 80s, that come to the understanding of this gospel, and how excited they are, and what you've experienced, and how they do not at all regret what they went through because of where they finally got to, even before going on into heaven themselves. This has been one of the part of the really fascinating parts of this journey.
Yes, and you know, and that's the wonderful thing about sharing this gospel, and it's that we have really magnificent stories about the elderly, seniors, and. Women that are raising children alone, teenagers, and every race and class of people and age group that you could think of, and we have tremendous stories that of the impact in all of these people's lives in these particular groups. And as you're bringing that up, I mean, of course, my mind always goes to our seniors up in Lethbridge, Canada. And these guys are all in their late 70s and probably some of them approaching early 80s at least. And they always load up the cars and drive up to Calgary. And they've been in some form of Christianity most of their lives, many of them from the old country. And my goodness, to see the teenage smiles on their faces from the gospel and them laughing about things they could have never laughed about before and to embrace people that they could never have embraced before, me being one of them, and to see them come to a point where that they love me so dearly. I am such a fortunate man, And my goodness, to have them to travel the distance that they do and then to describe the impact. And they have no regrets because this has made such a profound change in their mindset in their senior years now, in the sunset years of their lives, and that they said it doesn't make any difference what we went through before. If any of those paths that we took led us here, we don't regret that path. Because they realize that many people live and struggle and die without knowing the things that they've known for the last several years of their lives, in the senior years of their lives. And they don't regret any path. It is, I have to tell you that it's one of the things that has encouraged me so much about my life and my current dilemmas and family situations and things like that. The difficulties of just life that can be around.
Of living. The difficulties of living.
Yes, and that to see these people who, one of my friends up there, she had, her hands were so terribly crippled with arthritis, and I remember seeing her, having to use both of her hands to lift a glass because her fingers were so completely immobile, and sit at the table and laugh with absolute joy, and that just blew me away. It's like that. It's as though that there was nothing wrong with her, and since then she's had a couple of surgeries that has given her mobility, a great deal of mobility back. And but even before she knew that there was a possibility of that, she had no regrets. She said, everything that I've experienced in life, if it was a part of bringing me to the point where that I understand that God's grace and peace and the redemption of the world, she said, I wouldn't have missed an experience that I've had.
Awesome.
Well, that's my prayer,
Greg,
for a lot
so
of my friends.
Thanks so much for participating, brother. We've only got a few minutes left. We want to open up the line if there's anybody else who wants to call, but check in with
us
frequently, okay?
Thank you, guys.
There's Greg Amberger, ladies and gentlemen, from Cincinnati, Ohio, our Cincinnati Gospel Revolution correspondent. Now, with just a few minutes left, we've got that third line open, so we're going around to encourage you to get on the phone and give us a buzz at 1-800-436-3260, 1-800-436-3260. We only got a few minutes left of the live winter pledge drive, the third and final night. Regardless of if you're listening live or on the archive, every penny that you give, small donations, large donations, all count. And we've got a couple more that have come in, Michael. We've got George Najar that has sent $100. And he says, thanks again, Mike and Glenn, from George, Kim, Anthony, and Micah. George, thank you.
Thank you, George.
For participating. And you will be receiving Michael's new teaching CD, Soul Possession. Great to hear from George, Michael, and very much appreciated it as we wrap up the live edition of the Gospel Revolution Pledge Drive. Also, this donation came in from John Clark. He says, Mike and Glenn, listen to the archive this morning. I got my donation in. Say, how about this concept, Michael? Instead of the evangelical idea of giving to receive a blessing, I'm giving from my heart because I've already received the blessing. Maybe that's what it means in the scripture when it says, in blessing, I will bless you. Has everyone ever thought that maybe God is blessed by our existence? People are always looking for his blessing. Maybe we should re-research the whole blessing concept with the Gospel Revolution viewpoint. Give me that old-time religion, the true gospel any day. That's John Clark from Victorville, California. That's great stuff, huh, Mikey?
Absolutely great, yes, and we agree 100% that the I think that concept change of trying to get a blessing and being the blessing is the mind shift change of the gospel, is that we know we've already been blessed. We already have everything that pertains to the life and godliness. We've been blessed with all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. What else is left? except for us to be the blessing. What else do we expect God to do? Even if you look at the Malachi verses, which first began to just blow me away, and I read it and I saw it through different eyes when he was talking about the giving. He said, you know, to do this and see if I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not room enough to contain. But suddenly my brain shifted and I saw he wasn't saying, see how much I will pour out to you. He said that I will open you the windows of heaven. And suddenly I realized that God was calling me a window of heaven, that he would open me and pour me out and make me a blessing that there's not even room enough for people to contain, the blessing that I can be. And, man, I tell you, once that shift takes place, and I so wholeheartedly and very excited that he explained this in his email to us, because that really is the drastic change in the concept of blessing. We're not going around trying to be blessed. We want to go around being a blessing. And in blessing, we are blessed, because that's what the blessedness is. It's the fact that we are able to be a blessing to people, whether it's a word, an encouragement, a friendship, time spent, money spent, money given, whatever it might be, it is the incredible privilege that we all now have to be a blessing. And I challenge you with the words that our friend has given to us tonight. Challenge yourself. Be a blessing. Because you're completely empowered to be a blessing. You are totally empowered by God and the gospel through the blood of Jesus Christ to be a blessing.
Exactly right. You've been freed up, ladies and gentlemen. And Pat from Waukesha, Wisconsin, is contributing $100. Wants to get the Soul Possession CD. So, Pat, that will be
Thank
on
you,
your
Pat.
Way. The Waukesha, Pat was in the meeting up at Central Wisconsin with our good friend Pep Washburn that I got to spend some time with this afternoon, I'm happy to say.
Awesome.
And Patrick, do we have anybody else on the line?
No, we don't.
Hello?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, that's that's probably a good place to wrap it up here.
We got a call in, but they hung up. I wasn't able to get in.
Pardon me?
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
No problem.
Michael, we're at just about $1,000 for the evening. That gives us $7,500 to raise during the next 7 days, between now and the next Wednesday webcast. We know that a lot of you beautiful humans listen to this on the archives, because it's at your convenience. That's why we have the service at the website. But during the course of the week, please, we understand that there's people out there that can give $1, $10, $20. There's somebody out there that can write a check for $7,500 and have it be done. If it's in your heart to do that, we encourage you to do it. Whatever's in your heart this week, as you have listened to this archive webcast with Robert Sclerden from South Florida calling in, from Richard Mull, Richard Massey, Greg Ambergy. These are people that some of you have gotten to know, but you've heard their heart tonight. And, Michael, that's really all that we're asking people to do, is just do whatever's in their heart, regardless of what's going through their mind about their past experiences with the church, about exactly where their finances are. If they want to give into this effort at all, please do it. And all you got to do is go to the GospelRevolution.com webpage, GospelRevolution.com, click on there, and do the process, do the best you can, whatever you want to do, and then just let us know during the course of the week with any questions or comments you have, and please let us know where you're listening from at webcast@GospelRevolution.com. And for one more time for this quarter, for any gifts in total, whether they be monthly donations totaling $100, or one-time gift totaling $100 or more, you will receive free and postage paid the Soul Possession CD. And as an aside, if any of you folks have not received any of the teachings that you have ordered or the thank you gifts that you have given towards, even if you've asked before, please ask again. We will make good on that. Mistakes happen. Things fall through the cracks. But it is our desire to get this material to you to lift your hearts and so that you'll be saved. And as we've learned, Michael, over these many years, there's a huge difference between having been redeemed at the cross and the salvation process that, frankly, is ongoing.
Absolutely. And leads to the possession of your own soul.
That's a pretty good way to wrap this puppy up. It's always good to have possession of your own soul.
Absolutely.
You got that nice little preacher's raspy voice going tonight. You're doing a lot of talking.
I do. I definitely do. We could.
That's good.
We could get all Pentecostal.
But you know who had it even better than you? Roberts.
Oh yes,
Roberts. Did you hear that preacher's voice going?
Absolutely.
That's a boy that talks a lot. And you heard it here. And now you know the rest of the story and where good preaching Roberts came from. We told you, we tell you, and we did. Mikey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. We love
you. Thank you, Glenn and Patrick.
I'll be freezing up here. Think of me when it's nice and warm in Houston tomorrow.
We will.
All right. We do want to thank Jay White, Sean O'Halloran, everybody that called up, everybody that has contributed and that will be contributing during the archived portion of the Winter Pledge Drive. And we want to thank Patrick L. Jones for producing and engineering this broadcast, as well as being the call screener. If there's anything we can do for you folks, please do not hesitate to call. You can reach me at the Glenn Klein online website. My toll-free number is there. You can email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. And you can review the information and all the resources that are available at the website, gospelrevolution.com. Hey, thank you so much for such a successful Winter Pledge Drive. Thank you for participating in it. And until we meet again, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Patrick, please stay on the line, or let me stay on the line. And to everybody else, shalom, everybody!